Welcome back, everybody. We mentioned Crestview Country Club earlier. I want to mention their holidays at the club, brunch experiences, New Year's Eve event, youth activities to pair with some of the adult nights coming up. They've got Thanksgiving brunches. They make Thanksgiving meals. We utilize that, by the way. We have the last two or three Thanksgivings where we take theirs and bring it home. So we, the HDO stores, Thanksgiving's like the biggest week of the year. It's an insanity. And I always work TV on Thanksgiving. So we have utilized that. They get it all ready for you. You take it home. You finish cooking it. It's been really nice. But that's all coming up at Crestview. We appreciate their support of the show. Tommy, the Dodgers are trying to wrap this thing up quicker, I think, even if you're a Yankee hater like me, quicker than I had hoped. They have a chance to do it tonight in New York. I wanted a competitive series. I'm having an internal struggle. Like, as much as I would love to see the Yankees get swept, I would like to stretch this out and have it be a better series. Probably. I don't know. You're getting a good thing either way there. I got no love lost for the Yankees, so it'll be fine if they do it. But yeah, it's not over. I don't buy into the calling things early. It's very likely over, but we've seen 3-0 decimated. And I would say that I think this is a talented enough team, if they were going to do it, to do it. The problem is you got to imagine beating the Dodgers four times in a row. It's more about, beating that team that many times in a row that makes it hard.
I think you can call it. It's over. I mean, the series is over. The Dodgers.
Yeah, you like to do that more than I do.
The Dodgers will win it tonight. Did you? I know you didn't watch the game yesterday because you were locked in on Russell Wilson and what the Steelers were doing against the Giants. Did you catch the Yankees' body language throughout the entire game? Like, they looked 1,000% defeated. They looked like the World Series was already done and over with last night. And really, this series in my mind was over as soon as Freddie Freeman hit the walk-off grand slam on Friday night. I mean, it was done at that point. Like, that was so deflating. That's really hard to come back from. I told my wife, we were watching it together, and she might have fell asleep, but I woke her up and I told her what had happened. And I said, it's done. Like, it's over at this point. That's hard to come back from if you're the Yankees. They've not been able to bounce back from that. Of course, they threw Gerrit Cole in game one, didn't get the win. They threw Carlos Rodon in game two, didn't get the win. Now, yep. I know that their backs are clearly up against a wall now, and you never know what will happen with a desperate team in that scenario. But, man, just watching them in the dugout last night, you would have thought that they were at a funeral and not the World Series. And as far as I'm concerned, it's done and over with.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's never done till it's done. I fall more in line with that. It's very likely to be done. But, everyone, when the Yankees were up 3-0 on the Red Sox, said that series was over, too, and it obviously wasn't. But that Red Sox team did have a little more swag to it at the time. They've got to channel that. If they can get one, if they don't get swept, I think it improves, the possibility that what you're talking about could turn around. You're at home. The problem for the Yankees, I think, is when Aaron Judge doesn't go well, like they're a more pitchable team than like the Dodgers, for instance. Their sluggers strike out. And here's what I love about baseball, and I probably am going too big picture with this, but man, it sure feels like that old Billy Beane three true outcome things just like flying out the window. Like, if you strike out a ton, you're going to be in trouble. And right now they're striking out a ton and they're in trouble. And you can't always get bailed out by the home run. And that's, I hope that baseball holistically makes that change, because I think it provides a much, much better product. Freddie Freeman very likely will be your MVP. I think I put a futures on Kike Hernandez. We talked about Stanton. Freeman, they're probably not a lot of bets on Freeman, at least before the series, because we all thought he needed a walker to get around to first base.
Well, and I think that, it's interesting that a former MVP can get overshadowed by multiple other players on both rosters.
He wouldn't have if he wasn't hurt. I mean, did you see him in the series get to first base?
I think he still would have been, solely because his name is not Judge or Shohei. And, you know, I mean, Mookie Betts kind of gets overshadowed. Giancarlo Stanton kind of gets overshadowed, you know, just simply because, again, they're not Judge and Shohei. But, man, Aaron Judge, I don't know if there's been another player that is so dominant in the regular season and just completely disappears in the postseason. And that's unfortunately what's happened to him. And, you know, I do kind of feel bad for him because that's a whole lot of pressure in an environment and in a market where you can't get away with that. And when it matters the most, he's not been able to show up. I think he's pressing. I think he's pushing. In my mind, it's done tonight. I think the Dodgers sweep.
Cool. I haven't even looked at the – I won some money with the Dodgers last night because I thought they'd win. I haven't looked at the pitching. I'll have to look at the pitching matchup. I don't have a game-specific prediction for you yet. But we'll get into that in the second hour. When we come back, a couple things we want to, you know, pick the brain of Dan Israel with as it pertains to the Chiefs. They get the win against the Raiders, you know, things from that game, things to the future, and things bigger picture that we've sort of been pondering here in this first hour. Dan Israel, executive producer of the Chiefs Radio Network, our Chiefs insider, joins us in the next segment. Keep it here. Sports Daily coming right back.